This call will be recorded for quality purposes.
This is Dirty Duck.
Hey, William?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no worries. I was like, huh? Yeah, that was
yeah, what I was saying is I don't, so using the work number, I can't receive codes to the work number because in the app it doesn't allow codes to be sent.
Mm. So do you want us to put maybe like a cell phone number on your account?
Yeah, it's probably best just put my personal and then, but everything else will be through the business number,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, we can always do that. Okay, let me go back. Let's change that. We fix that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, it's part of life, man. I deal with this all day. So, okay, so let me, what's the phone number, your cell number?
So it is 850.
Okay. 974-3369. 3369. Put that there. Update that. Okay. And then, yeah, I'll be able to get you your password on your account. That should be auto-generating in 1 second here. Okay, let me pull the calendar up, too, before I forget. A couple housekeeping things, okay? First off, you're going to be getting a text message, excuse me, not a text message, an email, okay, from either this company, Evident ID or Pinkerton, okay? Don't need to necessarily memorize their name, just when you do see it. Those are the two different background companies we use with Google to get you your background check completed, okay? All start right. Gathering your proof of the name and start gathering proof of your liability insurance, that documentation as well, because I know those are going to be the documents we're going to need from you, okay, to get you rolling for those paper leads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, I got to schedule that 45-minute call I was trying to tell you about earlier before our phone got disconnected. And, you know, your schedule better than mine. Do you want it more like towards the end of the week, maybe like Friday or tomorrow? I'll pull up my calendar and kind of give you some options. What would work.
Tomorrow works okay. Tomorrow works okay.
You want it in the morning or like more like afternoon?
In the morning would be better, maybe like 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I could do that, actually. I was just about to say 10 a.m. Wow, that's perfect. Yeah, so I'm going to take 10 a.m. Tomorrow's Thursday the 5th, okay? And we're going to call you, and we're going to start going over some things on the account, okay? But, yeah, start getting that paperwork put together, and then in a few business days, you're going to be getting that background check information emailed to you to start filling that out. It is super easy to fill it out. You just put your name, your social, and all that. And then it'll either, like I said, come from Pinkerton or Evident ID. Those are the two background check companies. Okay? So look out for that. And then you should have gotten some automated text messages. Did you get any?
I did.
Okay. Those, okay, one, you're going to need, there's a link there. It says your invoice. Please click this link. And you just go ahead and click that link real quick.
Here's your credentials for your client dashboard, username. Okay. You can log in. Do I need that? No.
Yeah, that's one of them. But here, let me see here. It should start off with, let me go back to the text here. Welcome, here are your credentials, username, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, but it's the one below that.
Yes, thank you for choosing Yeah, yeah. Just click the link.
Yeah, click the link.
All right.
Okay, so I got you Thursday, February 5th for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, so click that link, and then you're going to type in your name, William Shy, and then you're going to there's three check boxes that you need to click. Like, one's like agree to electronic consent, right? You'll see it's very easy to.
I got it.
Okay. And then once you do that, you just hit submit or the bottom button. Okay. Once you got that done. Okay. Now, your password, if you didn't see, your password is PPC Profit. So it's going to be your phone number as your username, and your password, which was texted to you, is PPC Profit. So P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, the word profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. That's gonna how you're gonna log in. Now, we just got your account set up. There's not too much on there, but I'm gonna send you to an email on how to get 5-star reviews, because you're gonna love this feature. Like I said, I took my my pest control guy, he started with 3 Google reviews. He's over 100, right? And hasn't been like less than 10 months with me, right? So he uses this feature that I'm about to email you, okay? So I'm just going to label it 5-star reviews, okay? You're not really lacking on 5-star reviews, but hey, the more the merrier. Look, you having that many 5-star reviews is going to be very beneficial. Okay. Why? Well, your competitors don't have as many 5-star reviews as you do. Some do, but not a lot, right? And so this is going to help, like, overall with the credibility, right, standing out. Definitely don't forget about doing that photo, okay? Do you have, like, any of, like a truck wrapped or, like, your logo on any of, like, trucks or a van or anything like that?
I do. I do. I have trucks and trailers, yeah.
Okay. Do you think you can mimic, like, a photo like that photo I sent you with the pest control guys?
Yeah, I can.
Because, okay. Like, you see how they have, like, that nice polo shirt with their logo on it, and they have, like, a nice belt and nice khaki pants, right? Like, that picture, in my professional opinion, screams 1,000 words, right? It shows, okay, these guys are legit, right? And they, like, dress nice for the photo, right, and all that. So, like, showing that, like look really does help, right, to stand out and show that you cared about the day, like, you, like, got that photo taken, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the more you can do, like, replicating that photo, I'm telling you, that's the winner right there. And it's like, it's not like people can tell, like, it's legit too. It's not like they tried so hard, right? Like, to do a professional photo, but they weren't just in their normal grimy work clothes either. Right. So, like, they actually took it, like, a little bit seriously, and they put on some, like, nice pants and, you know, a belt, you know what I mean? So that I do recommend that you guys do, is kind of like put some nice khakis on and, you know, like, get that look going, you know?
No, I'm actually, now that you said that,
yeah.
We had been talking about, like, going to the beach maybe, getting my truck out on the beach and taking a picture with the beach in the background and the sand.
Yeah.
We just haven't, you know, you get so busy doing everything that
you forget the details. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, and then sometimes you get so busy working that the work's coming in that you're not staying. You've kind of forgot what got you to the dance where you never took your foot off the gas pedal. And I think I've been slacking in certain areas just because, like, being stretched left and right. And that's I really this year I'm going to focus more on getting back to the grind on, you know, always staying busy, always, you know, coming up with new ideas. We first started first 2 years in, you know, like I was coming up with everything, doing everything. And then you kind of get content with the work flowing in that, you know, you kind of forget, you know, the big picture.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I love my job, because I, like, focus on all these little details. And it's been my big push this year right? Because, you know, the last few years, like, I haven't really been, you know, focusing on, hey, the details, give me that professional photo. But I really sat down and I was like, okay, what am I going to do differently this year, you know, with my business owners? And I really, you know, thought about, you know, my Lewis pest control guy heavily. And like that photo, I'm telling you, like when I saw the difference that that one photo made for that company, it like, it makes a lot of sense. So I started putting two and two together and I'm like, you know what? I really want to like preach this heavily this year, to the business owners, because you guys, like you said, you just don't have all that time. And, you know, being able to have something that, you know, you can take, like, yeah, at the beach, it might, like I said, it might be too much. Like maybe standing behind like a truck, like, and you're just nicely dressed, but you're like, you see how like on their photo too, you're not, it's not too close on them, but it's not too far back. A lot of times when I see businesses try to take that photo, they go way too far back and it's zoomed out too far and you can barely see the people. So you need the person who takes the photo to be zoomed in enough where it captures all of it, but not so far that you don't see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're 100% right. So one of the biggest competitors that we have in St. Augustine, he's a dickhead. It's the lone power wash. I just went back to that link that you sent me. And it's weird, it changed. It's showing me Stallone at the top. He's got 15% off TKO package, free estimate. And the crazy part is the dude's in all the pictures, but he's not out in the field like I am as an owner.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't do infield stuff, but these pictures that are on his Google, he is on the, he's on all of them. So it's crazy. But,
what's the name of the company?
It's called Stallone Power, or Stallone Pro Wash.
Stallone Pro Wash. Here, let me just take a look.
Yeah, I clicked the link that you sent earlier, and then it just took me here. And his page is what popped up first.
Oh, you're talking about, oh, yeah, yeah, Stallone's, there he is. He's in Fruit Cove?
No, St. Augustine.
Oh. Let me go
click the link.
Yeah. Power washing, pressure washing St. Augustine.
Yep. And then I just, I clicked it again. I backed out and clicked it again. And then there's a different picture of him, on there. Trump, yeah. I can't stand that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's
not my client.
No, he's a dickhead and he's a know-it-all.
Oh, there he is. I see them. Like, they have a photo of them right now. There's, like, four of them. They're holding
their
things.
Family. That's his kids and wife.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Let me take a look. Yeah, like, it's okay photo. But it's okay. Like, that's a good, see, but that is an example of, like getting a good, like zoomed-in type photo, though, of you guys, you know? How many's in your crew? Do you have four of you guys?
Oh, no, we have 16, 17.
Yeah.
He's pulling on the heartstrings with the family photo. He's using the kids and the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, getting all you guys in one photo might be kind of cool, but it might be too many people in one photo, too.
I think it would work. I think doing two different ones. I think doing me and my manager and then me and the manager wearing the polos and maybe the employees in the middle wearing the regular shirts that they wear on a regular to go do the jobs.
Yeah.
Now, I feel you. It's something that I, even on my next door after you said it, I thought about it. I was like, on the next door, I don't have, on the main photo, on the actual, you know, the photo that shows on the profile is the logo, but having a face to it, definitely would help even on next door.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like, here's one. Let me show you this one. Here's kind of an example of like the whole team in one photo. I'm gonna send you these guys' Google business profile. They're called Highland Contractors. Let me send you these guys right now. But yeah, here's like a good example. I still think like it's like they're zoomed out too far, but it gets like the whole team, so you'll see what I'm saying. But like the more you can zoom in on the team, like where you can see them better, it just gives a better visual effect, you know? It gives like, because when it's just too far out, okay, you see just a bunch of people, but if they can't really see the faces, then it's too much, you know? It's like, it's not doing what you're looking for, you know? So that's why I was like always liking like the Lewis photo. It's just because, yeah, they have way more people than just them two, right? But they just focus on them too, right, on the photo. And it really, like, it helps, you know? So maybe, like, you and your manager, maybe, like, we run with, like, something like that, you know?
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I got you down for tomorrow, 10 a.m. Okay, we're going to call you. And then we're going to go through the account, start showing you some stuff. Were you able to get into the app?
I was. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, and I did send you an email right now on how to get those 5-star reviews, okay? And then as the leads start coming through, you know, you're going to start seeing it all in there. So you'll start to, like, learn how the app works and all that and kind of everything. And then I'm going to put in here notes to see if we can try to redo your website the way it is, but just, like, make the changes necessary, or if we need to do, like, another template or whatnot, then we can do it that way, too. But my team's going to try either way first, you know? And then if it doesn't work, then we'll go from there.
Sounds good. And on the Google, you said you sent me something to work on getting the 5 stars. Because I'm going to be honest. Like I said, we're over. I don't know if you're able to go on Nextdoor and stuff or if you're able to see my business through Nextdoor. But we're like at 825 faves with recommendation and reviews on Nextdoor. We were pushing Google when I first started, but we weren't getting any business from it. And we were getting everything from Nextdoor. And the cool thing about when people leave you a fave and a recommendation on Nextdoor is within 30 miles of that review, all of the neighbors 30 miles can see that recommendation or that good review. And so I'm sure if I would have just been doing Google the whole time, then I probably would have 800 and something Google reviews as well. But we've just been pushing Nextdoor.
Yeah. I hear you. And I don't know if you ever tried Yelp in the past, but I have a lot of clients that I manage their Yelp accounts as well. And we have really good packages with Yelp. So, like, we have pre-agreements with Yelp. Like, if you spent $500, like, a month with Yelp, you would get an extra, like, $150 in, like, ad spends. And we, like, help, like, optimize it as well. Yelp's a great platform to really, like, because I have roofing companies, right, and they do Google, they do the pay-per-leads, we do their Facebook ads, and then we also have Yelp running for them as well, right? So that's another platform that maybe we consider down the road. Yelp's really, really good at, you know, keeping it, like, you know, with us, like, at a certain cost, and it's, like, really, really, like, looked upon, like, by the public. Have you ever tried Yelp in the past?
That's the one that you have to pay for the leads that come in?
Yeah, so exactly. So it's not an exclusive lead. They do share it with others, right? But it's like for instance, our package basically uses the spending, so it's a cost per lead basis on that. And so it can get you, it's a good way to get work, as I always say. Obviously our emphasis is on Google, right, and Facebook, right, but, you know, I have some guys that are so, like wanting to grow so much, right, because I said I have every type of client out there, so Yelp is another platform that is very beneficial, because they, in terms of directory listing type of thing, they get more traffic, like, they get 300 million new, like, impressions every single month, right? And compare that to Angie's. Angie's only gets, like, 50 million new impressions every month. So, it's like Yelp dominates, like, that kind of directory space, right? But they do work in that sense, too. I'm not saying it's, like, a game changer or it's better or even close to what we're talking about now. But it is something, like, down the road if you ever want – you know, to keep expanding and keep getting leads from different channels, you know, that's something I can bring to the table for you in the future as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, and like I said, I mean, I always say, look, if you're going to put your money, though, put your money in those paper leads. Right, you know, but if you get to a point where you're just crushing it and you want to keep growing, you know, and staying in your backyard without having to expand your territory too heavily, Yelp is a great addition down the road to get, you know, decent leads. I'm going to say it in that way, decent leads. They're not the greatest, but they're definitely not the worst. They're decent, you know, and so that's why I like Yelp in that sense. But, you know, the cool thing is having your Google image proper and you having those 5-star reviews, huge. Just start getting me that professional photo and get us some before and after photos, right? You know, like a dirty house, you know, before and then it power washed and it's clean after. Like those before and afters are hugely like beneficial.
Gotcha. On the app, it's asking, so I got in on Google, but on the app it's saying to put my name at the bottom for the signature. And I put William Shy and I hit confirm and it, and nothing's going through
yeah.
the app itself.
Okay. Say that one more time.
So on the app, I went through the app, and it's not on the signature part. I put William Shy and then I hit confirm signature and it's not letting me through Google. I'm able to get in, but not through the app. So I'm just wondering what I'm doing wrong.
Well, we can definitely address that on your call, and we can problem solve that as well. So that's another thing why your account manager is going to really help you and all that. So they're going to make sure that any of these like little hiccups or anything, you know, like we figure it out and whatnot. Like I had a client, one of my biggest clients, like he has a drain company, right? He's a plumber and like he probably spends $25,000 a month with me, right? Big, right? So, he was having issues, I guess, when we first onboarded a long time ago with his app and we had to, you know, do a lot of different song and hoops and it was his phone, to be honest with you. So we had to like figure out, okay, he hadn't updated his phone in like God knows how long, right? So, you know, so we had a problem solve it. So any issues you have, my team will definitely handle it. So like that issue. So your signature, you're saying like, is it to link your Google business profile? Is that what you're trying to do in the app?
No, just trying to get in the app. You know, you got to hit the three I agrees, the credit card, all that stuff. And then when I go to the bottom to do, it says click here and type your name.
Okay.
I type my name. And then it's not letting me in. But I guess we could work on that tomorrow.
Yeah, so maybe you're on the phone with me, and you're trying to do that from the app, right? Because your username and password, I thought you got in when you typed in your username
yeah,
and password
I did.
On the app.
Yeah, through Google, because you go through your link, so it goes to Google, straight Google. Yeah, but on the app itself, it's not letting me in. But maybe you're right. Maybe it's because I'm on the phone. But
yeah,
I'll try it later.
That's going on, and then – if you're still having problems, I definitely want that to be brought up. And then once we like have you start talking more with your account manager, you know, I will definitely, we'll get that resolved. That's going to be an easy issue to resolve. Something's either going on with your phone. Are you using Android or Mac?
iPhone.
Yeah. iPhones work great. So, and you have like the latest, up to date, like iOS on it, on your iPhone.
Oh, you are right. I do have an update that I've been postponing. So
I know.
That's it.
You know what? I'm the same way. I haven't updated my phone in a hot second because I have to, like, clear it out. It's like I have 120 gig or whatever, and my phone's completely full. So I got to, like, go through the Siri thing or whatever, you know, the you know how it backs up your phone. I got to go through and start, like, uploading everything on my phone to my computer. It's just, yeah, phones can be crazy. So that may be the issue going on. You might just need to update your iOS. So let's see if that's the issue or not. But I don't think, like, I think it's something minor. We'll figure it out. No problem.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Now, tomorrow, will you be the one? Will you be on the
phone
call tomorrow?
I'm going to introduce you to my team, and then they're going to go through some stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Then we're going to start having calls like arranged with you and your account manager as well. But I will definitely be behind the scenes keeping in touch with you, right? I have like over 1,000 clients, William, right? So, you know, that's why we do have the account managers to make sure nothing falls through the cracks, because there's a lot of day-to-day stuff that's like required on your account to make sure that everything's moving right, you know, but I will definitely be in touch with you throughout the process. And making sure that my team and you and nobody's dropping the ball, right? You know, sometimes I have clients, they lag on getting us paperwork, right? Make sure you get that paperwork. Make sure you do that background check, right? Because obviously, you know, we're all investing into this to make sure that this is successful for you. So in the long run, you're getting the leads, and this, like, turns out to be a really good thing for the business this year.
So the once we get the paperwork, everything submitted, how long does it take to start getting? So I'm also going to work on getting the business address changed as well, so we can get top three in St. Augustine. But how long does it after?
The top three on there, like the top three in St. Augustine, right? Like on the paper lead side, you're not going to need to worry about the business address. But on the map side, if you want to be showing it there, but that could cause problems. With like, because you already have a Google Business profile, right? I don't want to screw that up. You got 100-something 5-star reviews, right? So the last thing we want to do is start screwing that up. We can do an address change to St. Augustine, but like I said, is the juice worth the squeeze on that? You get where I'm going? Like changing your address and getting on the map section, right, for your business. Yeah, long term, that's a good idea. I agree with you on that, but short term. Right? Let's just focus on getting you leads, getting this to start working, and then we can focus on the paper leads in any areas you want. That's the cool thing about those paper leads. I have a guy right now that does custom pulls, and I'm about to do like a nationwide thing and having like a bunch of different Google business profiles and all this stuff with him. Like he builds those like $1 million pulls, like, you know, like the real high end.
I feel you on what you're talking about, but it's also, so like we were talking about on the maps and then at the top. So the top one that you showed me, the, not the maps, but the other part of it, the top part where it's like the top three. Yeah, but that's only going to show in my area when they search like in Orange Park, 20 miles around my area, correct?
So somebody types in pressure washing, right? Let's say, right? On the map section, it's going to show a 20-mile area. But if somebody types in pressure washing, like, in an area outside of 20 miles, as long as I'm targeting that area with the paper leads, it'll still show up at the tippy top.
I got you. So the top one that you sent me to get on the top three of that, that isn't just regular Google, correct? Not going through the maps. But if I go to Google.
So the sponsored business part, I can put you on any area in Florida, basically. Right.
Okay, and that's through the paper lead.
Through the paper lead. That's why it takes time. That's why you got to be vetted. That's why a background check needs to be all done, because all of that, sir, is done through It's all done through the paper lead program. Right, through that portal, okay? So, yeah, you don't need to worry about changing your address to show up at the tippy top in any of the areas you want to target.
So whenever you click on that link that you gave me and you scroll, you see the sponsored pressure washing, then underneath that it says sponsored result, and that is the Stallone Washing. Mm-hmm. He's paying for paper leads as well. Is that why he's
– Yeah, he's paying – yeah. So he's either doing pay-per-click in there or he's doing the pay-per-lead in there, right? And so either way, that section is reserved for that portion of Google.
Now, when you go to when you type in on the maps, like St. Augustine, and on the maps, it's showing everybody in the St. Augustine area. So that's what I'm saying. I also want to be in that area on the map, too.
If you work on doing that and doing a change, you're going to have to update your LLC paperwork with that new address. You're going to have to get a new address. We're going to have to update that Google Business profile to an address change. It will basically take down your Google Business profile, and through that vetting process with Google, it could take a good 30 days for it to, like, then, and then we'll have to start optimizing that area with the new address change. So that's why I was saying that's a lot of work to do all that, but temporarily, but we can get you to the top. Right, in any of those areas without having to do
okay.
an address.
I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
I got what you're saying.
So that, yeah, long term, let's do that. Long term, maybe in 6 months for once, you know, we can make that change, right?
I'm going to, in Georgia, when I lived in Georgia, we never, so if you lived in Bon Air, you didn't call, like, it didn't matter if somebody was in Macon, Georgia, Atlanta, you
yeah.
called whoever.
Exactly.
But here in Florida, is different. If you, if they look up a business address and it's in Orange Park and they're in, let's say, Ponte Vedra, they're not using you. They're using someone in Ponte Vedra. Like these Florida people here, they believe strongly in using people in their backyard. And so that's why that's why it's important to me. If we were in Georgia, it wouldn't matter. If you're a roofing company in Macon and they're in Warner Robins, they're calling you no matter what. But in, they're not just going to call Warner Robins roofers, right? But
yeah.
here in Florida, one of the biggest questions we get asked is, what area do you service out of?
Yeah.
And then even if we say, oh, we do all the Northeast, they're like, well, where's your office out of?
Yeah.
And if you say Orange Park, because those people look at us like we, I hate saying it, but white trash, really.
Okay.
They look at us different. And that's why I make, yeah, it's for real. I have actually lost jobs because I mentioned, yes, because they ask, and, or I've actually done jobs and finished, talked to the homeowner about to leave, and they're like, you're out of Ponte Vedra, right? And I'm like, no, Orange Park. And they're like, oh, wow, I thought you were out of Ponte Vedra. And I'm like, damn, maybe they wouldn't have used us if they would have known that at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why I make it, that's why I tried to change my address and then got red flagged by Google because, of course, I couldn't prove that I was in that area. But that is the reason I moved it, was because a lot of people, I'm telling you, they literally, it don't matter if you cost more, they will use someone in their backyard than someone that lives, you know, in another area. It's weird, I'm telling you. I'm Georgia, grew up and born and raised in Georgia. I started two different separate businesses, a roofing and then a construction business, both of them very successful in Georgia.
Nice.
And it didn't matter. People from Atlanta would call, and it didn't matter. But here in Florida, man, I learned real quick, you know, that is one of the biggest things that they love using local people. So that's why I'm making it a, that's why I'm making it the way I am saying it.
Do you know Accent Roofing out of Atlanta?
I do. I do.
Yeah. It's my client. So I got them. Yeah. So I got a lot of, I got a lot of roofers, you know, that I use.
A buddy of mine here in Florida locally asked me, he's starting a roofing business. His issue is he owns an AC company. He owns quite a bit of businesses here. But he called me and he was like basically wanting to go partners in without me putting any money in, but I would have to be the backbone and he would be the finances. But I just was like, man, that's to start up a new business while running mine, I'm not at the point where I could just let Dirty Ducks do its thing and then I can do other things. What I do plan on doing, I want to open up and do multiple businesses, but
yeah.
So I had to turn that down, which sucks because all of his other businesses are million-dollar businesses.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity, but I would be, you know, not focused on Dirty Ducks as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. It's tough. Like, I got guys that, like, own 3-4 different types of, like, service-based businesses, and they're like, man, I want you to do this business, now this business. And I'm like, man, you know, are you going to be able to handle all that? It's a lot of logistics, you know? And, you know, it's like, you know, if when you do spread yourself so thin, it just makes it, like, hard for you to really focus on one business, you know? So
it does.
I see what you're saying, and like I completely understand, you know. But you know, over time you can hire out more guys, you know, like my Stingray Electric guys, like they're like, you know, they have like 20 something people that go out, you know. My drain guy that's in where's my drain guy? my train guy in New York, he, his team's like 50 plumbers that he has under.
I was going to make a decision. You kind of called at a perfect time. Well, Jordan called at a perfect time because I literally got this marketing guy that is trying to get me to spend $2,500 a month. And I'm like, man, that's risky. I have no problem spending $25 if I'm able to net jobs.
Yeah.
But with y'all.
That's a lot of money. And that's what I love about what I do and what we do is because you can grow into something like that if you ever wanted to, but you have full control of your ad spend because of especially the pay per leads. Like you're only going to pay for leads that, you want, right? And the leads that, you don't want, in other words, after talking to them, you're not paying for those. And so we'll teach you how to be careful on those, like where you're not overspending or just throwing your money down the drain. Right. And we're going to be able to target all those areas that you want to be on the tippy top of Google on. Right. And so that you'll be able to get those calls.
Yep. Yeah. No, I'm ready. I definitely appreciate you taking, I know I asked 1,000 questions.
No, I appreciate
the way I am.
I totally enjoy our conversation. And I'm glad I was able to take the call. I mean, you literally just called me after I talked to one of my clients and then, you were saying, hey, look, your little AI bot thingy. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
She kind of sold it. I literally, I asked her if she was AI because I didn't catch that she said Jordan AI.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked her if she was AI and then she said she was AI. And I was like, this is fucking kind of borderline like real, but I was able, of course, to tell that she was AI because just the way she was talking, but I'm like, not everyone's going to catch that she's AI and everybody's going to think she was impressive. And that's what kept me on the phone. And she said, do you want me to transfer you? And I was like, sure. I was impressed with Jordan. So just, when you talk to somebody, you just need to let them know Jordan did a great job.
Oh yeah. No, trust. I'm going to definitely let people know, it's just because we just had a big meeting with our CEO on it, right? And, we've invested millions of dollars into Jordan. Jordan is definitely, our own proprietary thing, right? And it's not anybody else's, right? And so why do you think we've been, spending 10 months on it to get it dialed in? Now we're, to the point, okay, now we can start offering this to our clients. And so my team's like, okay, Matt, if you want to, give this to some of your clients, throw it in there, as a little love kind of thing, just give a little love to them, you can do so, because we're at the stage where we want some, more feedback, want some more clients using it. And then eventually we're going to be rolling it out where we're actually charging for that technology because, again, just like you experientialize it, it's really cool. So.
Well, so like I said, I'm big on – do y'all have a referral type thing? Or I'm really big on TikTok. Literally just this morning I woke up and I had 3 other pressure washing companies. I would promise you at least 10 times a week I get asked, how do I stay so busy?
Mm.
And – I'm not saying I would lie to them, but even with the guy that offered the the marketing $2,500, I asked him because I had 2 yesterday, and he said they get $500 for everyone that signs up, which is pretty nice. Not gonna lie to you.
I mean, we really haven't really had anything like that. I know that I've sent $50 to some of my clients in the past. It just depends on what package they sign up on. But I can definitely, I'll text you. I'll see what I can, arrange.
Yeah, real. On an average, I'm going to be honest. It's literally 2 yesterday, 3 this morning. That's 5 in 2 days that ask me how I stay so busy. They'll even get my number off my shirts or off TikTok and they'll call me. I've had million view videos. I have one on YouTube right now that's over 6 million views. I'm pretty social media. I've been making content for almost 4 years and at least every day I make at least 1 video. So I'm always on that. And my wife, she went to the grocery store the other day
and literally her vehicle's wrapped, and someone came walking up to her and was like, I follow y'all on TikTok. And it's just, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I literally could send you everyone that asked me, even just, you know, not even getting the business, I could literally just send them your number and get you no telling how many people signed up.
I know this, that, like, I have gotten, like, my clients a free month of service, right, for anybody that signs up. So that's like a $299 right there, right?
Yeah,
so,
I would definitely be interested in that, to be honest with you. I could,
like,
probably
get that, like, arranged for you, no doubt. You know, like, getting, like, actually, like, you know, like a compensational thing. I don't know, because then we would have to, like, $1099, like, you know, but, like, I can get
No. The free thing is the free thing's perfectly fine. If you tell me
3 months of service,
I'll make TikTok videos explaining to people, like,
no, I would love to help, like, as long as they're, like, not in your area or whatnot, and, like, area, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't fuck with people. I don't know anybody. I'll give advice. I hate it because I'm a nice guy, but when people, they'll ask me, how did you get to the size you're at? Like, what do you do? I will go search their profile to make sure that their area isn't my area. And if they're not in my area, I tell them everything they want to know. But when I find out that they're local, I tell them, you know, I'm like, I would love to really help you out, but I'm feeding my enemy in a way, you know, and I know it sounds bad, but you know, I hate to say it, but you got to learn it.
They're not in your backyard, but you're right. It's like, you know, but, you know, I see, I like that you help out businesses, and I know, like, you know, you're doing it too, cause you get, like, free sponsorships and, like, free equipment and stuff. So I see, like, the benefit and value you're getting. But yeah, like,
if you knew how much I saved last year, was the first real year that I was getting sponsored. If you knew how much money I actually saved on food for my employees.
Probably like 20, 30, 40, 50 grand easily. You know?
No, more than that. It was, so my employees, all my employees, their boots come from the sponsorship, pants, jackets. I literally have like 9 jackets that I didn't even pay for.
Wow.
Like my employees, if they need pants, jackets, boots, turbo tips, guns, hoses, literally. And then, like I said, I have 2 other things I'm working on right now where with a, I don't know if you know a company called Seal Thing. They're a sealer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the seal that we use, I actually reached out to the owner, Derek, and was like, hey, I get asked all the time, what type sealer do I use? And I'm always giving them, I'm saying Seal Thing, but if I had a link that I could have connected, and so, they got approved through TikTok. They're just doing all the paperwork and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually, while I'm doing a sand and seal job, I can actually promote their item. And then he's already said, you know what I mean? Like, I get a percentage of each bucket that sells.
Yeah.
The bucket sells $350 a bucket. So
yeah, man, I can work out. So anybody that you send me, like, without even having to go too deep with my team, I can work out anybody you send me that signs up, I'll get you a free month of service.
All right, that's a deal.
Yeah,
do.
I mean, like,
I get down to 15 sending to you, and you're like, yeah, I can't give you no more free months.
Done 15. Like, I mean, they might have to be, like, with us for, like, 2 months to get your free month kind of thing or whatnot, but I'll definitely get you, like, a month of service, like, no doubt. And I won't get it to where – now there might be some times where we're already got a client in that area that we can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
So
that's
there's going to be a little bit of that, but yeah, man, if you want, I have, like, trust. I got guys that send me business too. So, and I make sure that, you know, we'll deliver, like, we want the business, and we understand that, you know, you, like, taking your time to do that for me will definitely, it's a win-win. So yeah, I mean, I'll get you a free month anytime. You send us somebody.
Now this
so
904.
Email me their information. You could text me their information, whatever works best. And I will literally call them, sign them up, just like I signed you up. And even if they start at a lower package, that's fine. You know, I'm just going to make sure, that, you know, I'll definitely have our company take care of you.
The 904-257-8332 is where I send the information to?
Yeah, you can do that or you can email it to me, either one.
Okay, I'll just, I like texting, so what I'll do is, matter of fact, I had a couple reach out today, and what I'll do is, I can send you, I'll try to get their information.
Sure.
And then if I can't, then I'll get, their information, or I'll give them your information, vice versa.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know, like, anybody that, reaches out. Last thing I want is to, like, you know, they call in and speak to somebody else, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This number right here, this 904-257-8332.
Yeah, the number, though, if I don't pick up, it routes to my entire, like, team or whatnot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, so I want to make sure you get the credit and that you get, like, I don't want any, like, thing to fall through the cracks, you know? So they got to talk to me because then I'll know, okay, that's William's guy, you know?
Okay.
And so if you want, just to keep it simple, right, just text me their info and just be like, I'll have my guy reach out to you. You want to talk to
okay.
me, he's the best.
Sounds good.
You
know? Just text the info to this number right here that we're talking on.
Just text the info to the number that I've been texting you on, exactly.
Okay. All right. I'll get their, I'll start getting their information and
awesome,
get it sent over.
Man, this is like, this is God working in mysterious ways, you know?
Hey, if you only knew, man, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
People, you know, I could have $50,000 in my hand and I'm still trying to,
help people.
Trying to ground, yeah. I'm helping and, you know what I mean? Like I said, literally this morning before you had called, probably about 20-something minutes on someone that was having an issue on one of their jobs that I don't even know him from Adam to Eve. I just know his first name, Connor, called me and was asking me questions, and he got my information off TikTok. And I don't know the kid from Adam to Eve, but I know how it honestly feels to get into an industry and literally you don't know where to start, what to buy, what to anything. And I'm literally, man, like, I try to help people on, like, what type of equipment to get, because when I first got in it, you call the people that make the equipment and build the equipment, of course, they're going to tell you shit that you really don't need. They're not going to shoot it to you straight and say, hey, get the starter pack. Don't work your way up to the big boy league, you know? Like, you call in, they're trying to get you financed for $40,000, and you really only need $15,000 worth of equipment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're trying to, like, get you to get, like, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to get you to go too big, too fast.
Yep.
And you haven't, like, you know, started rolling out yet. Like, you don't even have heat coming in yet. And you're over here, you know, so...
It happened to me, to be honest with you. I got the equipment and I was like, man, no work coming in, and I just messed up, you know, cause I didn't know about it. So when I talk to people, man, and sometimes I go on TikTok live and I'll be on there for 20 minutes just answering anybody's questions. And, so I meet a lot of people, and a lot of people on TikTok trust me, even on YouTube, more on TikTok than YouTube. But, I got to a point, man, where, you know, I'm like, man, extra, like, I paid for 3 cruises, in December, Christmas week, and every bit of the money that I, all the rooms, all the food, everything, parking, literally came off of TikTok money.
Wow.
So, yeah, I didn't spend no other money but TikTok.
Just to confirm, like, okay, so here's how it would work. Anybody you send me, right, they stick around for 3 months with us. Right? Just 3 months, you'll get a free month.
All right. Automatically when they sign up, though, they're entitled for 3 months.
No matter what. But, like, we just got to make sure, like, it can't be like somebody that sticks, like, you know, does a month and then, like all of a sudden they're gone. You know what I mean? But I'll get you a free month. Anybody that you send over, they will do the 3 months anyways, you're right. But, like, that's just how, like, after the third month, you'll get that 3 month, anybody you send over. And I got that arranged already through the company.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I like signing up, the original signing up, but I guess I'll deal with the 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're going to have, like, a plethora of, like, if you're going to send a bunch of people over, man, you're going to have a ton of, like, you know, you'll have a ton of business,
I'm going to start, like I said, I got 5 right now that I get, like, from yesterday and today. So I'm just going to go ahead and, try to get their information, send it to you. And then, you do your thing, what you do with me, and sign them up.
Yeah. We also have, a technology too that we're rolling out. If somebody goes to, like, ChatGPT or, you know, Gemini, and they say, what is the best power wash company near me, right? And there's this, like, these, like, the search results are going to be, like, the scrolling companies, and we're starting to roll that out right now, right? It's called AIO. And that's a new technology that's like coming out too. So I'll make sure to like that we can help build you out on that. You know what I mean? On that technology where like on when people in your area search for that, that you show up for that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, definitely I mean, appreciate
like,
it. That's
not really something everybody uses on a day to day. It's not like where they go to Google search bar, type in power washing company, you know. But it is definitely, like you said, AI is definitely moving in that direction where it's going to be utilized more and more in the future. So, you know, people that are, like, getting ahead of it and on top of it, you know, in the beginning stages, those are the ones that are going to be, like, benefiting in the long run of it. So.
Exactly. Well, I gotta get to work.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, I got to let you run, too, but appreciate your time, and I definitely look forward to working with you, William. Text me anybody you want me to take care of. I'll definitely make sure, you know, give them white glove like I gave you, and we'll definitely take good care of them as well. Okay?
Yes, sir. I definitely appreciate you, Matt, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, sir. You take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.